This lesson module is entitled Starting JAWS. This lesson teaches you how to start the JAWS for Windows program from the Windows desktop and from within the Start menu. Currently, I'm sitting at my computer. I have just turned it on and it's loading the programs necessary to start Windows. Remember, in the previous lesson, we checked the option that asked if we wanted JAWS to be run before any other programs, so JAWS should come up speaking momentarily.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Enter network password dialog. Enter your network password for Microsoft networking. Password colon edit. Type in text. Alt P desktop. To move between items, press the arrow keys. Enter network password dialog. Enter your network password for Microsoft networking. Password colon edit. Type in text. Alt P.
Please note that after the introductory announcement that JAWS is ready, your JAWS may say something different. Don't worry, after completing this lesson, we will all be at a common starting point. My computer is networked, or connected, to several other computers. When a computer is connected in this manner, individuals are required to verify that they have authorization to be using this computer. This is called a logon screen, and that's why I'm being prompted for a password. Obviously, if your computer is not connected to a network, you will not receive this message. I'm going to go ahead and type my password here.
Star, 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 star.
And now I'll press the Enter key.
Enter. Taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow. Desktop. List view. Not selected. My computer. 1 of 13. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, I now hear what is called the desktop list view. Because every computer can be set up differently, you may or may not have arrived at the desktop as I just did. The first thing I'm going to do is show you how to reach the desktop, which will take us to that common starting point that I talked about earlier. If you arrived on the desktop as I did, just wait for a moment, you're in good shape. If you did not arrive on the desktop, here is what you can do to get there immediately. Even if you are already on the desktop, pressing this key combination will not hurt, so you can go ahead and do it with me for practice. We will use the Windows logo key, the second key in from the left on the bottom row of your keyboard as a shift key. Then, while holding down this key, we will press the letter M, as in Mike, and then release both keys. I'll press the left Windows plus the M key now.
Left window M.
Since I was already on the desktop, I didn't hear anything else announced. Since we have successfully reached the desktop is a list of commonly used Windows programs organized in rows and columns. You can use your up, down, left, or right arrow keys to navigate the list, or you can activate by pressing the first letter of the program you wish to choose. In this case, I'm going to press the letter J for JAWS.
J, JAWS 3.70.47. J, JAWS 4.0.
On your computer, it may be necessary, as it was on mine, to press J more than one time to arrive at the new JAWS program. This is because pressing J tells the computer to move to the next program icon, starting with that letter. So, keep pressing J until you land on the JAWS program icon, as I am. Why do we want to be on the JAWS program at all? Haven't we already arrived at our common starting point? Well, yes, we have gotten to the desktop, and this is fine for people who want JAWS to start talking every time their computer is turned on. However, let's say I'm using a family computer, and not everybody that uses this particular computer needs JAWS. In that case, JAWS would probably not be set up to begin talking each time we start Windows. How, then, would a blind user tell JAWS to start talking? This can be done by creating a hotkey to launch the JAWS program. After Windows has finished loading, you would simply press this hotkey and JAWS for Windows would begin speaking. Even if you are the only person using this computer and you want JAWS to start speaking each time the machine is turned on, it is still a very good idea to have a hotkey set up for JAWS. Let's take a look at how to set up such a hotkey. Right now, I'm on the Windows desktop, and the focus is on the JAWS icon. Objects on the desktop are frequently called shortcuts or icons, and when you have chosen one of these icons, it is referred to as being selected. That's why, when JAWS first takes you to the desktop, it says not selected and then announces the icon you're on. JAWS is letting you know that, at the present, nothing on the desktop is highlighted. Now I'm going to press a key combination that will allow me to set up a keystroke for JAWS. This key combination is Alt plus Enter.
Alt Enter. JAWS 4.0 Properties Dialog, Shortcut Page, Target colon edit, C colon backslash JAWS 40 backslash JFW dot X, type of text, Alt T.
The first thing that I hear is that I land on what is called a target page. This is what is referred to as a multi-page dialog box. Don't worry about what it is called for right now, because we'll talk more about dialogs later in this tutorial. Now, if you didn't land where I did, you can simply press the combination key Control plus Tab. I'll do that now.
General page, attributes, colon, read dash only, checkbox not checked, the check, press space bar, Alt R.
I hear that I'm placed on the general page. I'm going to press Control Tab again to move back to the shortcut page.
Shortcut page, target type colon application, target colon edit, C colon backslash JAWS 40 backslash JFW dot X, type of text, Alt T.
Now I've been placed right back on the shortcut page. This is where we began. If you're not at this point, please press Control plus Tab until you're there with me. Now, the only item or field that I want to change is the one asking me for a shortcut key. To get to this field, I'm going to have to press the Tab key twice. I'll press Tab now.
Tab, started, colon, edit, type of text, Alt S.
That was the first one, and now Tab one more time.
Tab, shortcut key, colon, odd key, none. To define the odd key, type the keystroke combination.
This is where we need to specify our shortcut or hotkey combination. I'm simply going to press the letter J.
J.
Now you may be asking yourself, does this mean the computer is going to launch JAWS every time I press the letter J? The answer, of course, is no. When you're creating a shortcut, the Windows computer program assumes that any letter you press will begin with both the Control and the Alt keys. So, in this example, the JAWS program will be started by pressing the key combination Control plus Alt plus J. If you want to confirm that this has been done, issue a Say Current Line command, which is Insert Up Arrow on the number pad. I'll press this now.
Control plus Alt plus J.
Very good. We've confirmed that the current keystroke has been assigned. Now, let me show you one additional thing about this dialog box. Press your Tab key.
Tab, run colon combo box, normal window, 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt R.
In Windows, the term run indicates that you are starting a program. In this case, we're located over an item that tells Windows how we want this program to be run. For JAWS, the normal window choice in this list is fine. However, if you're setting up a shortcut key for something like a word processor or your email program, you probably want to down arrow through the choices in this combo box until you land on the word maximize. I'm going to continue pressing Tab until I reach the OK button.
Tab. Tab, change icon dot 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 button to activate, press space bar, Alt C. Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, so I'm on the OK button, and now I'm going to press the space bar, or I could also press Enter.
Space.
When you're located in a dialog box, pressing Enter on the OK button saves your work. If we didn't want to save the changes we had made, we could press the Escape key. I'll press the Enter key.
Enter JAWS.
To save my changes. Let's see if we have successfully created our keystroke. However, be careful not to perform this test until you've completed the steps above. What we're going to do now is unload JAWS from memory. Basically, this turns JAWS off. This won't be something that you do very often, unless JAWS needs to be reset for some reason. I'm going to press the key combination Insert plus the function key F4 to bring up the Close JAWS dialog box. I'll press Insert plus F4 now.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press Enter to quit now or Escape to cancel. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
I'm going to press Enter now and stop all speech.
Enter.
Okay, and just to test that, I'll try a JAWS keystroke, Insert T, and I simply get a ding, so I now know that JAWS is unloaded. Now then, let's test the new hotkey. Can we get JAWS back? Press Control plus Alt plus J. It may take a few seconds for JAWS to load, but we will hear an announcement when it does. I'll press that key combination now, Control plus Alt plus J.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen-sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help in dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Desktop, taskbar.
Note, in some operating systems, you may have to reboot your computer before the new hotkey will take effect. Congratulations, you have successfully created a shortcut for JAWS. Later on, we'll talk about Microsoft Windows and its various components such as the Start menu, Taskbar, Recycle Bin, and others in more detail.